Our gospel reading today is taken from the 13th chapter of John. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love this passage from Revelation chapter 21. It is one of my absolute favorites. I'd like you to listen to it again. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among the people. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's people. And God himself will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life.'" But, Beth says, we may find ourselves wondering, where is this holy city where God dwells among the people? In our world, there is plenty of death and mourning and crying and pain. I don't have to tell you that. Just pay attention to the news. Just look around. Just think about your own lives and the lives of your loved ones. We know about death and mourning and crying and pain. We live in a challenging time. A time where there is a sharp global awareness of natural disasters and human disasters, of violence and greed and hatred and intolerance. A time when many question God's existence, let alone God's goodness. We may find ourselves wondering, where is God? Does God care? Does God care about me? These questions are very real. Even Jesus asked them. On the cross, he cried out in anguish, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Thank God, though, that this is not where the story of Jesus ends. Thank God that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank God that there is more. With God, there is always more. Doubt, death, and destruction do not have the final word. God does. God always does. That word is a word of promise, a word of hope, a word of love. God's promise is to always be with us, to dwell with us, to make all things new. You see, God is a masterful creator, a skilled artist. We are God's work of art, not to be set on a shelf for display, but to keep on creating. God is always moving us and shaping us for something more, to keep imagining, to keep dreaming, to keep hoping, to keep living out the promise that God is with us, to look at the world through eyes of creativity and faith, to see God's future unfolding today. Children do this so well. We can't outgrow our childhood love of story, imagination, creativity, and fun. because our imagination is as important is an important gift from God. It is an important gift because it is through our imagination that God pushes us. There's a story about a little boy who was late for school. He knew that he already had two tardies, and with a third, he was going to miss all his recesses. So he took off running as fast as his little legs could carry him. With his backpack bouncing up and down, he panted, "God, help me! Help me!" No sooner had he said this than he stumbled and fell in a mud puddle. He looked up to heaven and said, "I didn't say push." But God does push us. God pushes us all the time. Pushes us not necessarily into mud puddles, but through the grit of pain, through the heavy burden of mourning, through the anguish of pain, through the torment of questioning, into the beauty of God's promises. Into the beauty of, "I love you. I forgive you. I am always with you." These promises are God's gifts to us. Just as God breathed into Adam that breath of life, God breathes these promises and the spirit of new life into each of us, each and every day. "I love you. I forgive you. I am always with you." God keeps pushing us and breathing this spirit of new life into us because we dream and imagine and trust and believe that God loves us, that God forgives us, and that God is always with us. We live this way. We are loving. We are forgiving. We live creative, life-giving lives that give a Christ-like shape to the world in which we live. We live out Jesus' command to love one another. Christ wants us to love each other so that we remember, so that we have something, someone to hold on to in the midst of life's challenges, so that we remember together death and mourning and crying and pain are not the final answer. God has the final word, a creative, hopeful, life-giving word of love. And God's word is trustworthy and true. A beautiful word beyond our wildest imagination. God dwells with us in the midst of our dreams, in the midst of our fears, in the midst of our pain. We are God's holy people. The life-giving body of Christ that embodies God's creative promises. "I love you. I forgive you. I am always with you." We are not alone. We are never alone. Even in the midst of tragedy and sorrow, there is beauty in the love we share, because this love is a reflection of the love of God. In Thomas wrote a poem that I offer to you as a prayer. So let us pray. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let the pain make you hate. Do not let the bitterness steal your sweetness. Take pride that even though the rest of the world may disagree, you still believe it to be a beautiful place. In Jesus' name we live and pray. Amen.